20 minutes past 4, Thursday's Downtown. Rich Kimble, Ryan Wehning, Brian Stackpole here with you. Boston Bruins return to action tonight as they take on the Buffalo Sabres. With more on that, we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Mike Loftus, who covers the Bees for the Patriot Ledger. Mike, good afternoon. Welcome in.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. How are the Bruins doing after what we hear was a fairly intense practice yesterday with perhaps a frustrated coach Claude Julien?
Oh, I'm sure they're fine. That wasn't all that unexpected. Because the game against the Leafs, they let that get away with them by getting sloppy. So I think it was, they actually started that practice a little tiny bit after scheduled time, which meant that either they were getting yelled at or getting reminded of, this is how we're supposed to do it here. But, those are usually pretty few and far between. And, tonight we see how they respond.
Well, now that Toronto loss, giving up a two-goal lead late in the game, unfortunately not an unfamiliar story for the Bruins this season. Well, what is it that's kept this team from being able to close out games fairly often?
Well, I think it's different things at different times. I mean, right now, one of the issues that they have is, I don't think, as a core of six players, I think they have a hard time, sorting out their defense. Who are we going to put out here in these tough minutes towards the end of games? It's not as strong a defense core as it has been in the past. And when they're missing Adam McQuaid, a very good defensive defenseman, generally what you're getting out there is a player that, when they're fully stocked, would not be out there in those big third period minutes. So I think that was a factor the other night. But earlier in the year, I think it was other things. They blew some leads really right off the start. And I think that was more a function of so many new guys, joining a team and learning a system at the same time. You could kind of forgive that early in the year, but, at this point, that sort of stuff should be sorted out. And, you never like to see it, but especially a team like Toronto, which is, not built to contend yet this year. And it's a home game. So that's, those are the kind of losses that, we saw last year. They can come back to haunt you, at the beginning of April.
Hey, Mike, this is Ryan Wehning. Now that the All-Star break is in the rear view, the next fence post date for the NHL is the trade deadline. Are the Bruins going to be...
I've heard that.
Yeah, it's a word on the street, right?
Yeah.
Are the Bruins going to be buyers or sellers or somewhere in between?
I think more likely, they'll sell because unless they can get Louis Erickson, under some kind of an agreement or be close to one, I'm not sure they're going to feel they're in a position to keep him. So there's a player that you might see go. It's a funny year. They could make the playoffs, and it's always better to make the playoffs than not. It'd be great for them to get into the playoffs to give a guy like Ryan Spooner, a young player who hasn't been there yet, and Pasternak, and maybe a couple of others who will be on this roster at the end. It's always good experience. But, they're not contenders this year, especially if they have to play a team like Washington. I think they have to take a really hard look at, where do we see each other? Where do we see our team in a year? I think it's a tough call. Erickson's a big thing. You'd like to keep a player like that because, he's a good player, but if they do keep him, they're the same team that they are right now. And does that improve them for next year? So, more in between than buyers. I think that, more likely to sell. I don't know that they're going to be able to work anything out with Erickson, but I could be wrong.
We're talking Bruins. Mike Loftus of the Patriot Ledger joining us. There was some chatter that maybe there would be some shifting around, but what do you think? Will there be any line changes for tonight's game against Buffalo?
Well, based on yesterday's practice, I would have said no. One of the things coming out of the break that Claude Julien said was that he would like, to create some stability with his forward lines. Now, you know, if he switches them up after just one game, you know, that would be kind of flying in the face of what he said. You know, they shouldn't have lost the other night. They shouldn't have such a difficult team with a time with a team like Toronto. Although they always tend to, even when they're a good team, you know, they've you know, it's been years that they've really had their hands full with the weaker teams. You know, my guess is that he'll try, you know, what he tried the other night, you know, maybe give these guys another chance, to dig themselves out of what they created the other night. But it has been, you know, a season of line changes. You know, we haven't seen that, you know, in Boston. Even last year, I mean, last year we saw it a little bit out of necessity because David Krejci was hurt and they had some injuries. But, you know, for years, you know, and years, the same combinations. You know, you had, you know, your Marshawn Bergeron, your Krejci Lucic. You know, you'd have to plug guys in here and there. But this year it's just been really a revolving door, and I think he would like to see. You know, at least that's the impression he gave us, you know, coming out of the break was, you know, he wants to, you know, set up some combinations and let's see, you know, if we can create some chemistry here.
So do you think the blame for the team's mediocrity this season falls on Claude, or does it fall more on Don Sweeney?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't pick one or the other. I think the, you know, part of it has to go to, you know, the actual hockey players. You know, I mean, I don't think they should get off scot-free. I think Claude is a very good coach. I think, you know, Don Sweeney, you know, has all kinds of potential as a general manager. And he inherited a difficult situation. You know, there were definitely some salary cap things that he had to sort out. He took a lot of, you know, top-tier elite players, unique players, you know, out of the equation and brought in others. So far, I feel like, you know, he hasn't brought back as far as players as much as he gave up. And I think Bolesky was a very good acquisition. He's another guy that I would like to see them get into the playoffs because I think he's a, you know, he's built for that. He just hits everything, and I'd love to see Bolesky play, you know, over a series and just wear people down. But some of the other acquisitions, I don't think, you know, Jimmy Hayes is a very inconsistent player. Colin White, the defenseman that was in Manchester last year and had such a good year in the AHL, is kind of a ways off. You know, I think there's been a little, short term anyway, there's been more misses than hits as far as when he got back, and now Claude has to, you know, coach these guys and try to turn them into a team. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of the, you know, who do we blame, but I think that, you know, more than anyone, I mean, it's Sweeney who has brought these players in, and you know, it's been a tough year as trying to make everything fit.
No doubt about that. Bruins, Buffalo Sabres tonight on the road. Mike Loftus, as always, great talking with you. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
All right, guys, anytime. Thanks.
Mike checking in, talking Bruins from the Patriot Ledger.